Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at LaPel High School, home of the Lady Bulldogs. We'll mention LaPel High School here at 1850 South 900 West, LaPel, Indiana, 46051. You can reach them by telephone at 765-834-3036. LaPel High School, LaPelAthletics.com. For the college black and Vegas gold, principal at LaPel High School, Mr. Matt Bowles. Athletic director, Mr. Bill Chase. Play today on Jimmy Howe Court. Jimmy Howe, what an outstanding coach. Boys basketball, he's in the coaching hall of fame. And we'll mention we are at LaPel High School, home of the Lady Bulldogs. I mentioned the Lady Bulldogs going to play in game two in regional competition. It's probably a couple of hours away. Welcome you to today's education-based school varsity girls basketball game. Regional competition today is going to be the Woodland Lady Warriors and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access, put me in sports. It's 2008. This is 13:45 left here on the pregame. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll talk about Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies back home, they have a school enrollment of 731. Action Central became Hamilton Heights in 1965. S3A Sectional 24, that's where Hamilton Heights won their sectional last week. Their sectional was Newcastle, Centerville, Yorktown, Franklin, Lake County, and Hamilton Heights. S3A Sectional 24, Yorktown Sectional Championship game last week. In regulation, times it looked like could go further. They'll score Hamilton Heights 37, 8 County 36. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Cadia, Indiana 46030. Dial them up by telephone at 317-984-5551. The web is HHSC Huskies.org for the colors orange, white, and brown. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of 9 teams tonight in the East Division. Mentioned they stacked up like this. Chronologically, here in the Hoosier Conference, number 1, tonight, currently 23-2. Number 2, Rensselaer Central, which is deep in 22-2. Number 3, it was Benton Central. I should say it is Benton Central. Central playing today. They're currently 25-3. Number 4, Western. Western Lady Panthers, 16-6, have completed this season. Number 5, Central Catholic. Lady Knights are 15-11, playing today. We'll mention at number 6, Northwestern finishes season at 7-16. Number 7, Twin Lakes finishes season at 15-10. Number 8, West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, this season at 16-10. Number 9 is the Tipton Lady Devils. Mention, remind you, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are currently 23 wins, 2 losses on the season. Did win the Hoosier Conference. Right, and we'll mention the head coach of the Lady Huskies. In year number 8 is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 142 wins, 6 losses. This game on the agenda for either of these two teams, they're the Woodland Lady Warriors, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Today's winner will advance to next Saturday's semi-state. Semi-state will take place. It'll be 2 games. Semi-state, you'll need to win 2. But to find out who's going to play in the semi-state, we'll mention it's going to be, according to this game, they'll draw ping-pong balls out again. tomorrow, tune in, February 11th, 2024. Tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern Time via one-hour program, IHSAA Girls Semi-State Drawing. They'll draw ping pong balls out, the host. A friend of mine, it's Greg Rakeshaw. And that's how it'll work out, and we'll mention a little bit about Woodland City Warriors. City Warriors, they have a school enrollment of 553. That's 3A sectional 21. And in that sectional, their sectional took place at Garrett High School. Their sectional heritage, Garrett, Wayne Dwinger, Wayne Concordia, Theo, Gola, and the Woodland Lady Warriors. 3A sectional 21 last weekend on Saturday at Garrett. Garrett sectional championship game was the Woodland Warriors 53, Wayne Concordia, the Cadets 55. Mentioned those two teams did play recently back in 2023 on December 20th. It's at Concordia. Concordia got the win in their first ball game, 60-54 over Woodland. So Woodland Lady Warriors won the game at the right time. Woodland High School is located 17215 Woodburn Road. That's Woodburn, Indiana, 6797. The web is whacs.k12.in.us/athletics. They wear the colors blue and white. Perform in the Allen County Athletic Conference. There are seven teams in the Allen County Conference back up like this for this season. Number one, Jay County, 6-0, the Allen County Conference. Finish the season 22-3. Upton at number two. They've been one in the conference. Finish the season at 17-7. Woodland, the Lady Warriors, 4-2 in the conference. Currently 18 wins, 8 losses. Still going. Up Adams at number four. 2 wins, 3 losses. Conference this season at 7-16. Central Lady Flying Jets to the conference at 2-4, 6 wins, 17 losses on the season. Southern Wells finished the season at 1-5, 7-16 the season. Heritage finished the season at 0-6, 1-win, 19 losses the season. Remind you, the Woodland Lady Warriors are currently 18-8. Finish the conference at 4-2. Head coach, Dave Randall. Dave Randall gave me some quality time, gave me starters. Spoke with him. What a quality guy. Dave Randall, girls basketball, first year. 18 wins, losses. We'll remind you, we'll let you know. If you didn't know, mentioned boys coach at Woodland. He did it for 5 years. Randall, boys basketball coach, 5 years. Left, he came back. Back did 7 more years. The Woodland Warriors boys team took a break in 2018. Thus, to ask him to return back, want him to be the girls coach, he must have said yes, having a great season, as mentioned, currently in an 8. Your girls coach. And them to the regional competition here at LaPel High School. Benton Hamilton Heights performed in the Hoosier Conference sectional championship game last week. This week on February 3rd. Talk about the sectional. Benton Heights 37, Jay County 36. That's the Yorktown sectional. Central Bison, the Lafayette Red Devils 43. At the Twin Lakes sectional. Central Catholic Knights, the Lady Knights, 5 by Lady Oracle, 22, was at the Delphi sectional. Session taking place last week. Woodland there in the Allen County National Championship games. There were also three Saturday, February 3rd last week. Woodland Lady Warriors 53, Fort Wayne Concordia Lady Cadets 45. That was at the Garrett Sectional. As you know, Jay County Lady Patriots went against the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at the Yorktown Sectional. Hamilton Heights got the win 37-36 in a very exciting ball game. That lead switched places several times during the ball game. And also, at the Northfield Sectional last week, Northfield Lady Norsemen, they won. Southern Wells Lady Raiders, they two. Now we'll talk about Hoosier Conference. Things happening today. Regional competition on February 10th. For three, there are three Hoosier Conference teams that have reached the regional round. There's one from the East, the Lady Huskies, and two from the West. So mention the Lady Huskies, 23-2 against the Woodland Lady Warriors, 18-8. That game going to tip off in about 6 or 7 minutes. We'll also mention Benton Central, Bison, 25-3. They're going against Norwell, and Knights at 20-4. Should be a shootout at Caston. Jackson High School at the 4 o'clock start. See, at Central Catholic Lady Knights at 15-11, going against Fort Wayne Bishop. Brewers Lady Knights, they're both Knights. I mentioned they are 16-6. The equal game and loss record also happened at 4 o'clock. Westdale High School. Talk a little bit about Allen County. But just one game today, Allen County Conference team reaching the regional round. That's the Woodland Lady Warriors, 18-8, going against the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at 23-2. Game slated to tip off 1 p.m. This watch is 12:54 p.m., 2:54 left. Pre-game clock, we'll mention, happening tonight, I should say, later this afternoon here on this floor, LaPel. The Bulldogs going to own their own floor for regional competition. Mention bringing this game to you today. Basketball regional competition here on a Saturday, February 10th. For Felicia Stokes Bear, Sheree 21. Tiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Howard Septic and Sewer in Noblesville, Arcadia Industrial Park, Self Storage, Arcadia, King's Auto Parts, Carquette Auto Parts, Cicero, AGM Auto, LC, that's AGM Auto, that's West Arcadia, about a half a mile. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com bringing you this concept. We'll also mention Mr. Muffin's Trains. If you're a kid, or if you're still kid at heart, you'll be more than amazed. Mr. Muffin Trains, Model Trains, fully functioning online availability. Model train pieces, parts. Go to MrMuffinsTrains.com. That's MrMuffinsTrains.com. That's MrMuffinsTrains.com. Located at 2801. State Road 19, Suite number 30. Dial them up by telephone at 765-92-022. That's 765-292-2022. Also mention, Mr. Muffin Strange, glad to support the Hope Clinic. The Hope Clinic, the Hamilton County Health Department, are offering a free mobile health screening on Saturday, March 9th, Saturday, March 9th, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and that's the Hope Clinic, Hamilton County Health Department, offering a free mobile health screening on Saturday, March 9th, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Options are available, the following services, blood pressure, cholesterol, HIV testing, blood sugar, hepatitis C testing. Mention HIV and Hep C. Its results may take up to 20 minutes. That's Hope Clinic. What's in caring? Find out. Get yourself checked out and supported. Mr. Muffin Strange, quality gentleman, Steve Nelson is. So we're going to address the crowd right now. Basketball getting ready to start up in a regional competition. Hamilton Heights Lady Husky and the Redland Lady Warriors. Good group of fans right here. Everybody going to stand at attention. And we're going to mention that abusive language is not welcome here, amongst other things. And coaches, officials, and spectators should act accordingly. And I'm sure they will. So basketball on a Saturday, regional competition, should be a good one today. And we're going to set this down for the national anthem. Our national anthem, that was Memorex, sounded great. Tomorrow, probably about 6:15 p.m., get your Reba McEntire. Sing that before the Super Bowl. She is a humble lady. But getting ready to talk about the starting lineups, we'll do just the same. We'll mention the Lady Huskies are the visiting team on the scoreboard. We'll mention it's going to be like this. We'll mention the non-starters are Taylor Hartley. Harley, number 4, Nora Rieger, number 5, Cameron Roten, number 12, Lily Champion, number 13, Presley Cherry, number 20, 25 is Kennedy Cherry, number 42, Vivian Lynch. Starting lineup for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, number 2, she's a 5'6 senior, 9.5 points per game average, Ella Hickok. Number 3, 5'6 inch junior, 9 points per game, Katie Brown. Number 10, 6'10" senior, 27.2 per game, Cameron Runner. Number 23, 5'7" senior, 2.9 per game average, Cassidy Schaefel. Number 24, 6'9" senior, 5.8 per game average, Hadley Cherry. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. Now, the Woodland Lady Warriors. The non-starters, number 3, McKenna Smith. Number 5, Maria Thoner. Number 10, Addison Cloak. She's not here today. Number 12, Karina Pepler. Number 15, Emma McDaniel. Number 21, Alice Jackway. Number 31, Leah Elwood. Number 33, McKenna Goble. And also not here today, 41, Kyra Elwood. Starting lineup for Woodland. Number 2, a 5'8 junior. 0.7 per game average, Megan Woodenhofer. Number 4, 5'11 sophomore, 11.8 points per game average, Alyssa Anderson, 10.6 boards per game. Number 11, she's a 5'8 junior, 9.9 points per game average, Brooke Canadula. Wearing number 22, her sister, 6-foot senior, 16 points per game average. Taylor Canadier for 23. I put Kenan Senior for 5.6 per game average. Kobe Gaff. The coach for Woodland, David Randall. So the referees getting ready to go. One of them is knuckling them up. At the center court line, Cameron Runner, 5'10 senior, going to jump it up. Going to work it right there. Taylor Canadula for senior. So here comes the whistle. Here comes the tip-off. 1:02 p.m. controlled in the front court by Ella Hickok. Was controlled by Canadula to Ella out in the front court. And back and forth out top with the basketball. And carrying it back to Ella. Left side behind the mark right there is Cameron Runner back to Katie Brown. Left side, right elbow extended, three-point shot rims out. Cameron Runner signed for her own board. Couldn't come up with it. Come up with by Reagan Wiedenhofer. The front court stolen. Stolen by Ella Hickok. Front court of the basketball. Crossover dribble. Get out top, the cherry. The right side well behind our Cameron Runner. Behind the back dribble, working against her is Reagan Wiedenhofer. On top of the backball, they're bouncing out top. See Schakel. Back to Cameron Runner, screen from Schakel. Get it back to Ella Hickok, three-point shot good. Right elbow extended. Ella Hickok shooting 31%. Three-point land, she's now 41 for 129 on the season. 58, we've played a minute. Hamilton Heights in front, 2-0. They're working down inside, just outside the paint. Two-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Alyssa Anderson for four. Down Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner to the front court. Looks at the left side, Katie Brown. Back right side, well behind the arc, Ella Hickok. 6:38 on the game clock. They're working behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Go to the corner with it, had Katie Brown back to Cameron Runner. Well out top straight away. To the corner, Katie Brown. Three-point shot in the air. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Woodland. Credit the board, number four, Alyssa Anderson, averaging 10.6 boards per game. 14 on the game clock. They're working inside, outside the paint. One shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Alyssa Anderson. Goes out of bounds, going to be the last touch by the Lady Huskies. So one on the game clock. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline for 11. Nadula, outside the arc. Three-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken there, that was 22. Taylor Canadula belongs to Hamilton Heights. Going to bring it into the backcourt. Cameron Runner going to toss it in. But Hickok going to dribble through the sideline at a trot pace. To work at left side behind the arc. Brown works it around the perimeter. The cherry. Now back to Katie Brown works at left side. Ella Hickok moving the ball fast. Cameron Runner deep to front court on the dribble. They're up once again. Reagan Wiedenhofer. Side the arc to Schakel. Looking for an opening. Cameron Runner going to pick up a screen from Schakel again. Out top, station of his dribble. Bring it out top, Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron. Cameron right side, triple threat available. She'll pass it out top, Hadley Cherry. 5:27 on the game clock. Katie Brown thought about a three. They'll work it back the other direction. They're going to whistle an offensive foul off the ball. They whistled on number 10, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner. First actual foul in the ball game. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Dribble trying to get across the timeline. Hamilton Heights providing pressure. He will dribble across. That's number 11. Brooke Kneidler. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Reagan. Wiedenhofer. And a two-point shot good. Four shot good in the paint. Edwin. T2 contest. Lady Huskies by one. Put it out behind the arc. On the dribble. Left side, Cameron Runner out top. The left side, Katie Brown. Back to Cameron Runner. Got some friction. No foul called. Dribble in, Ella Hickok. Take it to the corner. Cassie Schakel. That was a swift pass. A quick pass. Pretty difficult to handle. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Woodland. Bring it in deepest part of the basketball floor. Deep in the corner. Bring it across the timeline. Try to get across with the pass. They will to the front court. That's number 11. Brooke Kneidler. Pick up the basketball. Work at right side. Alyssa Anderson. Back to Kneidler. Brooke Knobler sees the junior. Or from the corner baseline, three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound put back wouldn't go. Just stripped right there, and Hadley Cherry is up at the basketball. Front court, Ella Hickok. Sober dribble. Working it back right side. Cameron Runner back to Hadley. Around the perimeter, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok has the only point for the Huskies thus far. Shot, elbow extended. It's 3-2. Tonight by one. Now Ella, again, right elbow extended. Gonna pass it crossways. Katie Brown, corner. Cameron Runner. Woodland Lady Warriors providing good defense here in the front court against the Lady Huskies. 3:42 on the game clock. First quarter. This game here today, both of them, regional round competition. You know, last year they went back to the one game for the regional. High State will be two games. And we're going to down low. Big old alley-oop pass. Ella Hickok. Cutter with Cameron Leonard. The glass right side. Her alley-oop. 2-point bucket. We're going to steal the front court. Ella Hickok. Dribble in. Going to underhand scoop shot off the glass. She'll get the bucket. Ella Hickok going to get one more shot. So second foul in the contest. Whistle this foul on 22. Taylor Knebler. Taylor Knebler. There we go. Ella Hickok going to shoot one. She's shooting 70%. Her only shot is good. Ella Hickok. Point play. 3:11 left in the first quarter. 8-2 contest. Lady Huskies by 6. Out top of the basketball. Going to throw a pass adjacent. Going to be intercepted in the front court again. This time, Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to take a right elbow extended 3. Shot wouldn't go. Down out of there, Woodland, 23, Chloe Gaff, the 5'10 senior. 48 on the game clock. Way out top on the dribble. They're working inside. Once again, that's Gaff. To back out, we go to the throw line. Yeah, that was Anderson working the ball around. Down in the paint, lost the handle. Picked up by Hadley Cherry. Cherry to the front court. A Hickok with the basketball. She'll dribble it back out top. Cameron Runner now out top. Back to Ella. She's open. She'll take a right elbow extended, and she'll hit her second. Right elbow extended right there, and it's going to be a timeout called by Coach David Randall and Woodland. 2:18 left the first quarter. Hamilton Heights 11. Woodland 2. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Choke Bear. To reach 21. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. They're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent toward Lisa. Lisa Choke Bear has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. And her number is 317-513-4086. And inbound the basketball. Full court pressure, Hamilton Heights. 3 in the backcourt. The kick, Cameron Runner. No mystery. Cameron Runner with quick reflexes. Putting to the front court. Try to. The gap, they'll pass it in the front court now. That's number 11. Knobler out top against the gap. To the corner, back around the gap. Top to go to the left corner baseline. Three-point shot, good. Woodland Lady Warriors for 11. With Knobler, she's shooting 31%. Point land now 47 for 149. 50 left here in the first quarter. 11-5 contest. Lady Huskies by 6. Trinity Cherry has entered the ball game in the timeout. Number 25, Kennedy Cherry, is a 5'8" junior. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Left side goes to the baseline, Cassie Shakel back out top. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Way out top. Up the dribble, worker right side, Ella Hickok. Working some directions there. She'll bring the ball back around and give it up top of the circle. Cameron Runner's going to dribble in. Corner, Kennedy Cherry. She'll go baseline drive. Get down, Kennedy Cherry. Back out top, Hickok. She'll dribble in. In the paint, back out, Cameron Runner. Runner's open. She'll pass off, Kennedy Cherry. She's going to get the ball back to Runner way out top. 1 minute left here in the first quarter. LaPel High School. hosting the regional at LaPel High School, Jimmy Howe. He is state champs, board state champs, 2005-2016. The team ability of Jimmy Howe is now helping his son coach Zionsville. The 8 seconds left. Out top center circle. Ella Hickok. Not going to hold the basketball. Full threat available. Still missionary dribble now. 28 seconds left. Woodland Lady Warriors elect not to play close defense. Now they'll approach. Anderson, she'll back it off right there. Ella Hickok, 16 seconds left. Left side, Abby Cherry. Dribble right, out way out top. Working in the free throw line, Ella Hickok. Gonna bounce around. Get off the hands right there. And Kennedy Cherry comes up with the basketball. Get foul whistled on Woodland. The whistle this one on number two, Reagan Wiedenhover. The ball game, Hamilton Heights back in the game. Number three, Katie Brown taking a breather. It's Cassidy Schakel. 5.4 left. Brought in slightly in the front court. We're going to have to center circle. Ella Hickok, 3 seconds. She'll dribble in. Take a floater. Wouldn't go. That's going to complete the first quarter of play. And the Woodland Warriors to resist final shot. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Minutes in the second quarter. The end of one, Hamilton Heights. 11. Woodland Lady Warriors, 5. And we'll also mention, game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company. That high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, right there at 1708. South Street. We call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You'll find Dirk will escort you. Find a truck that will best keep your moving. Brought in. Also, the possession error belongs to Woodland. In the front court with the basketball. 21, Alex Chiquet in the ballgame. Outside the arc. Right of center. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up. Off the handle there. Going to go back underneath. Going to be a foul called. Three-point shot was missed by Taylor. Geisler. Rebound. The front court had an opportunity. Woodland Lady Warriors shooting was number four. Alyssa Anderson, she'll shoot two as she went up for the rebound putback. Shot up and good. Alyssa Anderson working on her free throw percentage. Pretty good on that one. 7:45 on the game clock. 7-6. Lady Huskies by 5. Shot up by Anderson, also good. 11-7, Lady Huskies by 4. The timeout and a drop piece. A Hickok. Around the perimeter, Katie Brown, the Hallie Cherry out top. The right side, Cameron Hunter. Hunter's going to pass it left side. They'll go to the corner with it. Ella Hickok. One shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by 21, Alex Chiquet. Way in the front court. Pass it off, and Cameron Hunter. Get another steal in the backcourt. The Huskies. Forget baseline. They go to the corner with it. Lee Brown couldn't get the handle, couldn't get the shot away. The foul whistled. Abby Cherry out top. Cameron Leonard out top. Foul's going to be whistled on Woodland. 21, Alex Chiquet. She's a 5'6 junior. Picked up her first foul in the ballgame. One foul each way here in the second quarter. And 12 left. Back out top. Pass. Ella Hickok. Excited around the perimeter. Katie Brown is going to reset the offense straight away. She goes left side behind the arc. Katie Brown. On after some instructions, she'll work cross-court pass in front of the scores bench. Front court, Cameron Runner. Back around, Cassidy Schakel. Katie Brown. Cameron Runner going to take a three-point shot. Left elbow extended. Couple of steps behind the arc. Good. Cameron Runner for three. 14-7. Heskey by 7. Front court 38 on the game clock. Cross court skip pass. A little bit too tall, but golf picked up by Katie Brown. Too hard off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. And the ball, the rebound there. Taylor, Kniebuehler in the front court. In the front court, going to be a tie-up, going to be a jump ball. A ball situation. The ultimate possession arrow, going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. Can be brought in right there in front of Keith. The biggest Husky fan and a Tipton fan. Like basketball. Related. Mr. Jim Small, one of the girls' coaches. Out top of the basketball, Katie Brown. Side works it around the perimeter. 3-point shot from the corner is good. Ella Hickok for 3. The assist. Cameron Leonard, 17-7. Lady Husky by 10. Front court. They're working down low to Anderson. Off the glass. Point bucket, number 4, Alyssa Anderson at 17-9, 8-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Going to travel across the timeline, working right there on the dribble. Cast to Schaefer. Left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. A screen from Schaefer. Going to dribble in, going to be a foul whistle. The whistle is foul on Woodland. Sub in the ballgame. It's going to be a number 2. She's re-entering at number 2. Megan Wiedenhofer. Also back in the game. Original starter, number 23, Chloe Gaff. That foul was whistled on 21, Alex Jaquay. She picked up her second foul, and she's off the bench. We're in the ballgame. That's going to be a timeout call. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Called by Woodland. 37 left here in the second quarter. 17-9, the Lady Huskies by 8. Also, mention this game is in part being brought to you by Powers, Septic and Sewer. For Septic and Sewer. For Septic and Sewer, they are a family-owned business in Hamilton County. The year 2000 started as a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business. They pump residential and commercial septic tanks and grease traps. Visiting Hamilton County and surrounding counties, give them a call at 317-339-327. 317-339-9327. It's going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline in the front court. Alley-oop put in the paint, got the bucket. Abby Sherry brought the ball in. That's right. A bucket on the baseline. Tosses it up in the paint. And Cameron Runner gets the bucket, and she got fouled. The whistle is foul on number 2, Reagan Wiedenhofer. 3-point play is good. Cameron Runner for 3. 20-9, 11-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies can provide defense in the backcourt. So we're going to grab center court. In the front court, we're going to ball back around. Going to be stolen. On the pass, just pass stolen. Ella Hickok go hard off the glass. It's strong, but she got fouled in the act of shooting. Ella Hickok is going to go back to the stripe. Ella Hickok shooting 70% entering this ball game. Fouls whistled on 22 of Woodman. Taylor Kniebuehler. First shot up, rims around, and falls in. Soft shot off the backboard. It only fell off the front like it had a magnet in it. Fell on through. Second shot, Ella Hickok. So good, nothing but net. 22-9. Lady Huskies by 13. At 18 on the game clock, Lady Huskies providing pressure in the backcourt. Going to pass it across the timeline. Reagan Wiedenmeyer to the corner, 3-point shot, rims out, rebound Gaff. Gaff back up and good at that bucket. Chloe Gaff for 6 a game, 22-11. Tonight leading Woodland. At top of the basketball, Cassie Schaefer. He's at left side, Cameron Runner on the dribble. Now backpedal dribble. Going to move the basketball. Top 2-3 zone. We're going to right there is Brooke Kniebuehler. And Reagan can Wiedenhofer, top of the basketball. They got some tough names. That's your coach. David Randall, they're trying to let me know astonishingly how to pronounce them. It's going to be a foul in the front court. It's going to be whistled. Woodland Lady Warriors. It'll be a blocking foul. The fifth foul here in the second quarter. 4:31 left here in the second quarter. Could be a lot of foul shots taken. Well, Hickok at the strike. First shot up, rims out long, wouldn't go. Common foul, as you know, nowadays, the beginning of this season, middle school and high school, common foul on the fifth foul is two shots. The shot is good. At the back end of a two-shot foul to Ella Hickok is 23-11. Yes, she's by 12. More pressure in the backcourt. Chest passes back and forth in the hands of Taylor Knibula. Pass the timeline right there on the dribble. They'll get it to Gaff. Toby Gaff going to bring it back out. Ball pass going to be picked off. Going back the other direction. Left-handed layup. Good. Coast to coast. Yeah, for two, Cameron Runner. 0-5 on the game clock. 25-11. Lady Huskies by 14. Oh, court pass. Right here, 11. Brooke Knibula. Back to Toby Gaff. Back to Knibula. That's Brooke. Einhardt picked up her dribble. Fit in. Lissa Anderson. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up deep in the front court. Spread at the rebound. Reagan. Wiedenhofer. Foul whistled. Wiedenhofer picked up that rebound. It's going to be a foul whistle. The Lady Huskies. It's going to be a shooting foul. A foul whistle on Hadley Cherry. She has one. Team foul number two here in the second quarter. 41 left. Shot up, rims off long, would go. Foul strike for Woodman is number two. Again, Edenhofer. Substitute back in the ballgame, going to be number 25. The Cherry should go down low, block left side. Taking a breather is Cassidy Schaefer, Hamilton Heights senior. And shot rims out long, would go. Fought for, rebound, Anderson. Shot outside the paint, wouldn't get it. A rebounding foul whistled on Woodman. David Randall going to enter into the ball game right away. 21, Alex Chiquay. Chiquay going in. She has two fouls. Foul whistle there, and they're going to walk the distance back to the other foul stripe. And we'll mention Chiquay not in the ball game quite yet. Shot rims off would go for Hadley Cherry. Cherry enters the ballgame shooting 58%, now 23 for 41. So Jaquay back in the ballgame. Taking a breather is Reagan Wiedenhofer. For Cherry's second shot. Good. She got the back end of a two-shot foul. In height 26. Woodman 11. 34 on the game clock. Front court with the basketball. Woodman. Knibula. Out top. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Brooke Knibula. Knibula, a junior. Another Knibula, a senior. We're in the front court. Cameron Runner. 3:16 on the game clock. Out top center circle. For Ella Hickok. They'll work it back around. Cameron Runner. Katie Brown. Now Ella. Back out top. She'll pass it down low. Alley-oop. Shot wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Damn Runner. Take it back out. Three-point shot. Katie Brown wouldn't go. Rebound. Set back. Is good. That was TikTok. I'll be shielded. But that's okay. 28-11. Going to be a steal in the front court. Hamilton Heights picked up by Katie Brown. Get up ahead. Ella Hickok. Top Kenny Cherry. Cross court tip pass. Katie Brown. So baseline. Going to be a blocking foul on the baseline. Trying to cut her off. Whistleless foul on Woodman. 23. Chloe Gaff. Gaff going to pick up her second foul. In the contest, at the free throw line, going to shoot two. Number three, Katie Brown for the Lady Huskies. First shot up and good. Katie Brown enters the ballgame shooting 68% from the stripe. Brown now 14 for 20. In the ballgame for Woodman is number three, McKenna Smith. She's a 5'8 junior. Call timeout. On the surface, and we'll mention. Game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park Self Storage. That's indoor, outdoor storage. Storage. protect your investments. You can keep them safe. RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them. 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. You can go online at AIPSIndiana.com. That's AIPSIndiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue, Howard Street. Want to park right there, getting ready to go over the railroad track on 256th Street. You look immediately to the north. See a great big barn. Hey, over there, you can see it. It's one of their ways of storing vehicles, Texas vehicles, and RVs. Joe Lyons, second shot short off the rim. Would go Katie Brown. Down secured Woodland. Number four, Alyssa Anderson. Gets in the backcourt. Picked up by Ella Hickok. Worked it up ahead. Left-handed layup good. Cameron Runner. 29-11. Lady Huskies by 18. 2:22 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Across the timeline. Pass. The front court. That's 11. Back around. Brooks Schneider. Down low in the paint. Ball's lost. Picked up there by Kennedy Cherry. Cherry with the steal. We'll step ahead to Hadley Cherry. Get it to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out. Crossover dribble. She's going to go left side off the glass. Put the layup. I thought she was going back out top. But the offense did the Michael Jordan turnaround. Got the layup. 1:48 on the game clock. 33-11. Lady Huskies by 22. In the front court, working the ball around. Brooks Kanaidu. Go to the corner. Three-point shot good. At the bucket, Woodland, Lady Warriors, Taylor Kanaidu, the senior. Taylor shooting 29% behind the three-point arc. Red deep in the front court, Ella Hickok. Guarding her, number two, Reagan, Aiden Hofer. Top, Lady Brown, out top, deeper. Straight away, Kennedy Cherry, now back to Harvey Cherry. She'll hold the basketball, looking for defense. 1:08 on the game clock. Now she's going to be played defensively by 22, Taylor Kniedler. Now back out top on the dribble. Well, Hickok works it left side. Going to work it down low off the glass. Couldn't get it. A little bit strong off the glass. Cameron Renner went hard to the hoop. Good back door cut. And she'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. So Cameron Runner at the foul stripe. The season, she's shooting 91%. Shot rims out long. Cameron Runner now 148 makes. At the foul stripe, she shot 163. Mentioned 91%. Second shot up and good. He got the back end of a two-shot foul. Cameron Runner, 34-14, Lady Huskies, front. In the press again in the backcourt, making it difficult. Bounce pass, gets it across. Number three, McKenna Smith. Go back around. Three-point shot, good. A quick release. Woodland, number 11, Brooke Kniedler. Mentioned she's shooting 31% behind the arc. Shot 150. Three-point shots on the season. 25 seconds left. Cameron Runner deep in the front court. And now the center circle, keeping the dribble alive. And her loosely is number 11, Brooke Kniedler. 12 seconds left. Going to hand off Ella Hickok in the center circle. Works at right corner baseline, Katie Brown. 6 seconds left. Side 3-point shot in the air. Ella Hickok rims off. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Picked up there. Cameron Runner going to toss it off the leg of a Woodland defender, Taylor Kniedler, and we'll go to halftime. Halftime score here at LaPel, the LaPel Regional, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 34, Woodland, Lady Warriors, 17. We do thank you tuning in. I will also mention, the game is in parts. Brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. And we'll also mention, they're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members, Clark West Auto Parts, Cicero. And we'll also mention, you can reach them by telephone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Also bringing you this contest, GM Auto, GM Auto LLC, Arcadia, just west of town. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. GM Auto can be that good mechanic we're looking for. AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Also work on your tires. I appreciate them. Mention they do classic cars and trucks restoration. You've got a car or a truck around in an old barn, put a tarp over it, or even if you don't, bring that vehicle in to AGM Auto. You can sit down with them. You can discuss it. You can get that car looking back to ship shape real quick. We'll mention they have precision tuning. Also mention GM Auto. They are located just west of Arcadia, Indiana at 6660 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't forget, GM Auto Classic Car Restoration. You can find them on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC. Dial them up, 317-984-5283. And their number is 317-984-5283. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by TuckInSports.com, Varsity Sports, year 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Ball in the fall, Blue Devils. Ball and basketball in the winter, Blue Devils basketball. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. Lady Huskies right here at the regional competition against Woodland. We'll mention later tonight, 7:30 contest. TuckInSports.com will be there. Taylor Titans and the Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball competition tonight. Welcome to tune in. And if that's going to be a good game, I believe Taylor Titans 14-4. Don't quote me. Tipton Blue Devils 18-1. Now, I think they're back 14-5, Taylor. I'll also mention, you don't have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County reporter. If you want to subscribe, don't have a computer. Mention, in-county rates for the publication is just $36 per year. Out-of-county rate, just $72 per year. Pay with a credit card, you can call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Call Isaac at 765-585-9519. And that's Isaac Taylor, Circulation Director, 765-585-9519. All they need is your name, your address, your phone number, city reside in, and your zip code. You can get them your email address. You can send it by the inbox each morning. If you get that publication, it is tremendous. It's got news. It has sports. You have to read sports. It's written by Hall of Fame sports editor, C. Hall. C. Hall will mention his email address is sports@TheReporter.com. search that symbol in the reporter.com. And right there, the web address for the reporter. Just readthereporter.com. Readthereporter.com. You can mail for information to Hamilton County Reporter at 136 South 9th Street, Hamiltonville, Indiana, 46060. And that's suite number 12. Again, Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, 765-585-5519. You can pay with credit card or a debit card. Hamilton County Reporter. Well, we'll go ahead and mention what's happening. We'll mention last weekend. We'll go over the finals. Yorktown Sectional. Just realized this probably a couple of days ago. Yorktown Sectional in six games, were won by the designated home team. Amazing. Mentioned in the first game on Tuesday. For Tim, Jay County got the win 56-38. First game on Wednesday, Centerville and Frankton. Frankton, the home team, 59-19. Second game on Wednesday, Hamilton Heights is the home team going against Newcastle after a win. Mentioned they came back on Friday night. Jay County went against Delta. Jay County got the win 53-35. And then the second game on Friday night, Hamilton Heights, the home team, got the win over Frankton. The final game was a doozy. Hamilton Heights was allowed to be the home team in all three ball games. They are the visiting team here in the regional today. Hamilton Heights 37, Jay County 36. The ball game. Hamilton Heights currently 23-2. We'll talk a little bit about what happened in the Garrett sectional. Garrett sectional was like this. This game, I believe that was on a Tuesday. EO and Angola, goal of the visiting team on the scoreboard, got the win 50-43. This game on a Wednesday, Heritage and Garrett went after it. Garrett got the win 46-33. Second game on Wednesday, Bishop Zwinger and Woodland. Woodland, the home team, got the win over Bishop Zwinger. 44-41. They came back on Friday night. Concordia, that's Fort Wayne Concordia, against Angola. And Concordia got the win 45-2. In the nightcap on Friday night, it was Garrett Woodland. Woodland got the win 59-6. And Woodland was the home team. The Woodland was the home team in all three of their games. Came back on Saturday night. Fort Wayne Concordia and the Woodland Lady Warriors. Woodland Lady Warriors 53. Wayne Concordia, the Cadets 45. Woodland got the sectional at Garrett. It's right now playing in the regional. 16-8 on the season. 40 left here in the intermission. Permission class 3A. Current. Thanking Hamilton Heights at number 1, 23-2. They're going against Woodland at the LaPel Regional. For 2, Norwell, currently 20-4. They're going against Benton Central, 25-3, at Caston Regional. Team tied at number 3, Rensselaer Central. They are 22-2. Houston Southern, 22-4. Those teams are out of the running. Well, Mr. Shipstead Gibson Southern playing against Washington Meyer. Washington, so 22-4, they're playing at Crawford County, you know, today. Greensburg, 21-4. Keegan Creek at number 6, 21-4. Number 7, it's Benton Central, 25-3. Number 8, Evansville Memorial, 20-4. Number 9, Scottsburg, 21-4. 10, Washington, against Gibson Southern today. Both teams, 22-4. Number 11, it's Western. This season at 16-6. The team tied at number 12. Team at number 12, West Lafayette. Finished the season 16-10. So at number 12, Jay County, Lady Patriots. This season at 22-3. The Belmont, the Braves, finished the season at 17-8. That's our Class 3A. Final polls. out, and that's Class 3A. So next year, probably those same teams be the preseason poll. So that'll be then. This is now. New dynamic year from now. Basketball, boys and girls, inbound the basketball, half court. Get on to the City Warriors. 8 minutes on the game clock. So we're going to toss it in. 24-15, Huskies in front. So here we go. Tossed in, Woodland. Taylor. Canibula. Tosses in. Tight in the backcourt. Dribble across. 11. Brooks, Canibula. Down the baseline. Back out to Brooks. Canibula working the right side with the basketball at 2. Reagan, Wiedenhofer. Bring it back behind the arc. Canibula. Number 11, Brooks, Canibula. Wilson Heights providing defense. Outside the arc. 3-point shot good. Just left of center. Woodland, number 22, Taylor, Canibula. 4-20. Huskies by 14. Ball's in the front court. Lady Huskies. Number runner going to drive. Going to go baseline. Going to go up with the shot. Going to be blocked. Instead of the block shot, Alyssa Anderson. A good block out of bounds. And the Lady Huskies will bring the ball back in. To the bucket on the baseline. Has the cherry. Trigger the inbound. Tied in the paint. Alley-oop. Couldn't get it that time. Cameron Runner. Rebound secured by Woodland. Alyssa Anderson. Front court on the dribble. 11, Brooks Canibula. Work it back out. Wiedenhofer for the corner with it. Staff. Staff's going to dribble baseline. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be a blocking foul. He whistled on Hamilton Heights. Trying to cut her off at the baseline. Going to take up the foul. That's 23. Cassie Schakel. She has 2. Cassie Schakel drawing an assignment. Maybe the guard the tallest girl is Taylor Canibula at 6 feet. Corner, picked the ball up, worked it back around. That was Brooks Canibula. A top 3-point shot. Minute 2, wouldn't go. Rebound on Hamilton Heights. A hiccup. Front court, have a cherry. Back to Ellis. Cross court, tip pass corner. Katie Brown. 3-point shot, rims out long. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Controlled by Taylor Canibula of Woodland. The front court with the basketball. So dribble right side behind the arc. That was Canibula. Working it back around. Gaff, she'll toss it in low. Kick it back out on the dribble. Whip Canibula hard off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. And Cameron Runner going to lock it up. Right there. Woodland, Lady Warrior, Taylor, Canibula, and the Lady Huskies will get the ball. The inbound. The ultimate possession arrow. Tossed in. Cameron Runner. They're walking to the sideline. That's Ella Hickok. The front court now. Work it right side. Back pedal dribble. She'll work it back around. Going to look for defense to come out and play her. And what happens? It's going to be number 2, Reagan Wiedenhofer. Work it right side. Cameron Runner. A pass out top. Where's it? Katie Brown. Now Ella Hickok. Hickok. Crossover dribble. She'll go baseline. Going to be pushed out of bounds. Going to be a blocking foul. Going to be whistled on 23. Chloe Gaff. The Gaff, a 5'10 senior. Pick up the foul, and she picks up number 3 in the ball game. She is in disbelief. And her foul is called right there, baseline. Sometimes you let them play through. And Coach David Randall is going to elect to bring Chloe Gaff out of the ball game. Outside the arc, 3-point shot scored off the mark. Ella Hickok rebounds. Abby Cherry. Lady Huskies will try it again in the front court. Katie Brown, top of the circle. Stepper dribble, works the left side, Hadley Cherry. 5:40 on the game clock. Works the right side, Katie Brown. She'll dribble in. Working back out top, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble right. Dish off, Cameron Runner. Provide a screen. Cameron Runner near the center circle. 5:28, she's going to dribble in. She'll go off the glass, she'll get the bucket. Cameron Runner going to shoot one more. Cameron Runner on February 5th, pro basketball top 5 scoring in the state. Cameron Runner at number 3. Where's number 10? Hamilton Heights, 5'9 senior. 27.5 points per game. First shot, only shot, good. Another 3-point play for Runner at 25 on the game clock. 37-20. Lady Huskies by 17. and a pass across the timeline. In the ballgame, McKenna Smith wears number 3. We have another sub checked in momentarily. Coach David Randall atop the basketball. Thought about a 3-point shot. Going to put the ball down just behind the pivot step moving, and it's going to be a traveling violation. In the ballgame for Woodland, 21, Alex Jaquay. In a breather is number 3, McKenna Smith. 5-0-8 clock moving. We're in the third quarter. Looking across the timeline. Ella Hickok, right side, Katie Brown. Out top, back around, Cameron Runner. Looks at the left side, Ella Hickok to dribble in, bring it back out. Out behind the arc, Katie Brown moves it left side. Now on the dribble, back pedal dribble, Hadley Cherry. She's going to be picked up right there by Alyssa Anderson. Back out top on the dribble, Ella Hickok in the center circle, near the center court line. She'll pass it in. It's elbow, Kathy Schenkel, backdoor cut. Good. Cameron Runner with the bucket. Has to be Schenkel with the vision. 26 on the game clock. Steal the backcourt. Cameron Runner. She'll dish off Katie Brown. Back to Ella, back to Cameron. Point shot, good. Credit the bucket. Katie Brown for 3. 22-20. 4:12 left. In the quarter, we're in the third quarter. We're at LaPel High School. First game, regional round. LaPel will play in the second game. The home court advantage. I work it down low. Woodland sticks and goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Brought in from the backcourt, Cameron Runner. Passed in to Ella Hickok. 4 minutes left, halfway through the third quarter. Huskies 42. Lady Warriors 20 in the front court with the basketball. Katie Brown working back out top. Hadley Cherry thought about a 3-point shot. The back pedal dribble now working against her is 4, Alyssa Anderson. To get it back to Katie Brown. Out top, Ella Hickok. Track it down. Not much. That's momentum on that ball. Outside the arc. 3-point shot off the mark to Cherry. Rebound, Cameron Runner. To Ella back out top. Hadley Cherry. They're working to Katie Brown, driving the lane off the glass. It wouldn't go. That was Hadley Cherry. Back the other direction. Credit the board. 11, Brooke Heidler. To the corner. Shot in the air. It's off long. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Reagan. Wiedenhofer. Rebound putback is good. That was number 4, Alyssa Anderson. 22-22, Lady Huskies by 20. Hickok going across the timeline at a walk pace. Contested. Work at left side on the dribble. Work it back out top, Cameron Runner. She'll work at right side. Stop behind the arc, she'll dribble in, bring it back out. Guarding her is 21, Jaquay. In a whistle of hockey foul. And Cameron Runner in a whistle of foul on 21, Alex Jaquay. Jaquay going to pick up her third foul in the ballgame. 44 on the game clock. 42-22. Already left the bucket of being in the Kathy Schenkel. Abby Sherry will get the ball back from the inbound. She'll bring it back out top. Set up some directions in the front court, deep in the front court, near the center line. Working against her is Anderson. We're going to back out top. It's going to be a blocking foul. They're going to whistle this on Woodley. Katie Brown on the dribble. Near the center court line, and pushed across the center line. They're going to whistle this foul on 22, Taylor Kniedler of Woodland. She has 3 also. 3 girls on Woodland's ball team have 3 fouls. 2:24 on the game clock. 22-22. That is the 4th foul on Woodland here in the third quarter. Hamilton Heights with 1. Out behind the arc on the dribble, on that baseline drive, Cameron Runner is going to be another blocking foul, and that's going to put Cameron Runner at the foul stripe. She'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on 21. But Jaquay picks number 4 without a doubt, trying to guard Cameron Runner. Probably not a lot of boys can do that. 12 left. First shot, good. Substitution in the ballgame for Woodland. 5, Maria Thulmer. 5'9", sophomore. Now the ballgame for Woodland. 21, Alex Jaquay. 6, junior. 2:12 left, 43-22. Cameron Runner will have one more shot. Second shot, also good. 44-22. Looking to bring it across the timeline. Hamilton Heights playing some loose pressure in the backcourt. They'll pass it across to Reagan Wiedenhofer. Over out top, gonna pick up her dribble. Steal it, of course, by Cameron Runner. But we're back side, Katie Brown, and I'll get it back to the Cherry. Cross-court pass, corner baseline. Hickok going to go baseline. Should go off the glass, got the bucket. Ella Hickok, 5'6". Absolute most out of that frame. 1:36 on the game clock. To the front court. Dribble in outside the paint. There'll be an offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charge. Cassidy Schaefer. Dribbling foul going to be whistled on 22. Taylor to Nigeler. He's going to pick up her fourth foul here in the contest. 1:33 left. We're in the third quarter. Substitution in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Warriors. Number 3, McKenna Smith. 5'8" junior. Taking a breather is 22. Taylor Kenigula. Kenigula leads the team at 14 points per game average. 27 on the game clock. In the right side. Ella Hickok looks it back left. Cameron Runner picked up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Dribble in. Going to get her shot blocked. Out of bounds. It's going to stay in the front court. Hot shots are nice. But for the most part, the other team just gets to bring the ball back in. 1:17 left here in the third. Brought in. Alley-oop came down with the basketball. That was Cameron Runner back to Hadley Cherry. Side the arc, three-point shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Katie Brown. Basketball from going out of bounds with Cameron Runner into the hands of Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out top. She'll reset the offense. Push it right side, Hadley Cherry. They're going to be guarded closely by number 4, Alyssa Anderson. Cherry going to dribble right side. She'll stop the dribble. Top near the center circle. Side cast to Schaefer on the dribble. Back to Hadley. 45 seconds left. Out top near the center circle. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. And against her was number 2, Megan Wiedenhofer. Back out top, the Sherry. 53 seconds left. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working against her. Going to consume the foul right there. It was number 11. Nigula, Ella Hickok. Guard, ready to guard also. She's like a water bug. Sure dribble. Her execution is good. So she'll go the foul stripe. Ella Hickok. Get two. First shot rims around. Wouldn't go. Foul whistle on Woodland, number 11. Brooke Kenigler. Brooke has two in the contest. 28 and a half left. 46-22. Now 47-22. Ella Hickok got the back end of the two-shot foul. We're getting the backcourt. Lady Huskies providing pressure. The dribble. The pass for a try to. Ella Hickok blocks the pass. Back up off the glass. Half court off the glass. 2-point shot is good. They're going to get Ella Hickok a little bit of excitedness. Call her for a sportsmanship call and, I saw part of it. Didn't know if I saw enough of it. Warrant the call. The official believes she did. So they're going to shoot two at the other end. That's number 11. Kenigula. Shot rims off. Wouldn't go. So Ella Hickok, her first foul in the ball game, and it was from a technical foul. Technical foul does count in the book. The players. The shot good. So number 11, Brooke Nigeler, hits the back end of her two-shot foul. 39-23. Katie Huskies by 26. Going to be brought in half court. Ball is going to get the possession and the free throws. The front court now. Back rim. Reagan Wiedenhofer. You're out top now. McKenna Smith. They'll work it out top. Maria Solner. Off court skip pass. Reagan Wiedenhofer in the paint off the glass. Wiedenhofer at the buzzer. Bucket. credit the bucket. Number two, Wagon Bidenhofer. That'll put us into the fourth quarter here momentarily. 60-second timeout at the end of three quarters of play. Hamilton Heights, 49. Goodman, 24. And then we'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent and real estate broker. They're looking for that enthusiastic estate agent. Look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while working with clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa lift and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate location. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-086. And her number is 317-513-4086. Simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience, rely on knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21, Cheap Company, 317-13-06. After the possession error, going to give it back to Woodland, fourth quarter, slightly in the backcourt. A dribble across the timeline, Brooke Canaglia, working back around. Back around, Anderson. Anderson across the timeline, going to go to the corner with it. Throw it off the mark, wouldn't go. That was 22. Canaglia, in the paint, after the board. It's a bucket. Woodland, Lady Warriors. A three, Chloe, half. Gap of 5'10", senior. In the front court now. To Shakel, out top of the circle. Off, Cameron Runner. Good dribble right. They go to the corners. D. Brown behind the arc. Just pass it inside, off the glass. Right-handed scoop shot, off the glass. Ella Hickok. 5'6", in the paint. Point bucket is 51-27. Lady Huskies in front. We're going to see the front court. We're to the corner. Pulling shot. Rims off short. Shot taken by Taylor to Nigula. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Remembering the dribbler to the timeline. She'll walk across the timeline. Slightly in the front court. Working against her is number two, Reagan Wiedenhofer. Cameron Runner back pedal dribble. Works to the left side. Well behind the arc. Near the center line. After Shakel, triple threat available. They heard Chloe Grass, Chloe Gaff, back out top, 6:40 on the game clock, fourth quarter, 51-27, Lady Huskies in front. Cameron Runner with the basketball, guarding her once again, Reagan Wiedenhofer, the corner, Katie Brown, three-point shot, comes out short, wouldn't go, rebound fought for, picked up by Woodland, Alyssa Anderson. Drill across the timeline, that's number 11, Brooke Canibular, work at right side. Wiedenhofer, cross court skip pass, 3-point shot in the air. He's out, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Taylor Canibular. Rebound, Ella Hickok. Back going coast to coast, she'll bring it back out. We set the offense near the center court line. To right side, Hadley Cherry. Picked up there by Chloe Gaff. The Cherry on left-handed dribble out near the center court line. She'll dribble left. Gonna get the count administered. Gonna have to get rid of the defense, and she does. She said, sheds the defense, Chloe Gaff, and out top near the center circle, Katie Brown holding the basketball. Good for defense. Now they'll play. 22, Taylor Canibular, out top of the basketball, moving the basketball right side. Dribble in, left back to the corner. Cassidy Shakel, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Get foul with them. Rebound came down with number two, Woodland. Again, Wiedenhofer. They're going to whistle his foul on Hamilton Heights. And then they said number 11. They meant number 10. They meant number 10. And they'll recorrect that. The bench. Bench right here. All of them working for the officials. Bench. What those workers are an extension. The officials. And they worked well together then. Tipped in the backcourt. Stolen. Ella Hickok. Was tipped away. And she came up with it. Left-handed layup. Shot for two. C3-27. Huskies in front. At 10 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Big Gaff out top. She'll go to the corner with three-point shot for Anderson wouldn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give the ball back to Woodman. Substitution back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. They find Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame. In a breather is 23, Cassidy Schakel. Both three left. 53-27. Huskies in front on the dribble. He'll drive in. Big gap, lost the handle. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court. Lady Warriors. 58 on the game clock. Can be brought in. Quarter baseline to ran in. Shot good. Credit the bucket. 22, Taylor Gaff. I take that back. Taylor Nigular. Had a good inbounds at 11. Look to Nigular. We talk about that after the game. This is, I do believe. Out top with the basketball, Katie Brown. Katie Brown with a dribble. Top, she'll get it back to Havie Cherry. Havie coming over to play Cherry. Cherry passes it adjacent right side. Katie Brown now back to Havie. 25 on the game clock. Wilson Heights, 53. Woodman, 29. The outside of the paint. This will dribble in. Cameron Runner, spin move in the paint. Left-handed layup is good. Cameron Runner for two. Cameron Runner, averaging contest, 27.2. Passes to the sideline, break the press. Woodman, the basketball, 22, Taylor Tenagula. Bring her back out top. Megan Wiedenhofer from the dribble. She'll pick it up. Side to Archer dribbler. She'll pass it inside. Point shot good. Grand for bucket. Number four, Alyssa Anderson. Anderson averaging 11.8 per contest. 5:31. The Huskies by 24. Fourth quarter, 3:35 left. With the basketball, Katie Brown, she'll dribble right. Out pass out top, Kennedy Cherry. Now back to Katie Brown. Count being administered. They'll start again on her dribble. Out top of the basketball, Havie Cherry. 3:18 left. Havie Cherry out top and hand off Ella Hickok. Gaff going to play defense. Elects not to bumper. Near the center court line is Ella Hickok. Chloe Gaff going to come out to play defense. Not close enough to earn the count yet. They'll break the count again. Ella Hickok, 3 minutes left. Dribble at right side. Picks up the dribble. Out of bounds. Playing the front court with the Lady Huskies. You're going to see a wholesale substitution. Coach David Randall mentioned before the game, in the pregame, is a quality man. He took 12 years for boys basketball. This is his first year for the girls. He gives the median five, all five, as they enter the bench area. In the ballgame is 15, Emma McDaniel, 7 sophomore. Number 5, she's already got playing time, Maria Thulner, 9 sophomore. So in the game, 31, Leah Elwood, 5'8 senior. Drive the lane, go to the corner, they'll bring it back out, Hamilton Heights. Also in the ballgame for Woodland, 33, Kenna Goble, she is a freshman. And we'll try to find that girl that just came in wholesale. I'm going to bring it in right there. And then going to bring the ball back out top. Moving the basketball. Wilson Heights. Not interested in a shot. Also in the ball game for Woodland is number 12, Karina Pepler, a 5'7 junior. Hamilton Heights going to bring it back around. Katie Brown on the dribble. Hand off to Ella Hickok. 2 minutes left. 5:31. Ella Hickok out top being guarded by 15, Emma McDaniel. Out near the center court line. Emma McDaniel playing basketball right here. Probably elated to get in this ballgame. Back out, Kennedy Cherry, Cameron Runner. Back to Kennedy. 142 on the game clock. Kennedy Cherry on the dribble. Top, she'll hand off, Havie Cherry. Really lost the handle. Being guarded there by 5, Maria Thulner. Bring it back around, Katie Brown. Minute and a half left. 90 seconds. Lost the handle, Cameron Runner. Out top. There's going to be a foul whistle. The first foul here in the fourth quarter. A long way from five. In the ballgame for Hamilton Heights is going to be number 12, Cameron Roten. Sir Cameron with a K. Cameron Runner with a C. Of Cameron Roten, a 5'7 freshman. The toss to the backcourt brought in across the timeline. Walk pace, Ella Hickok. 1:18 on the game clock. Cameron Roten, guarded right there by 31, Leah Elwood. On top of the basketball, a cross-court skip pass in the front court. Hadley Sherry, again being guarded by Maria Fulmer. The Heights just trying to take some air out of the basketball. 1 minute left. 55-31, Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll backpedal dribble. And working against her is Emma McDaniel. Emma McDaniel, sophomore. They have three sophomores on the floor now for Woodland. Top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. In 2 seconds, she'll dribble in. It's going to be a foul with her. It's going to be foul number two here in the fourth quarter. Cameron Runner absorbs a soft foul. We're going to see number 20 for Hamilton Heights, Presley Cherry. Presley Cherry, a 5'7 freshman. Presley Cherry. She is the daughter of Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry going to empty his bench. Pretty close. Ball game, number 13, Lily Champion. 7 sophomore. Also in the ball game, number 5, Nora Rieger. 5'6 freshman. Keep your eyes on them. What a Lily Champion's brother. And what a receiver, what an athlete, Mr. Tyler Champion is. 38 seconds left in the front court with the basketball. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Lily Champion. Out top of the center circle now, Taylor Harley. So Harley wearing number 4. She's a 5'6 junior. Nora Rieger with the basketball back out top to Harley. 22 seconds left. Now Presley Cherry. She'll dribble once, pass it out top. Cameron Roten. Have a substitution back in the ballgame. Could stay in the ballgame first time. We'll hope so. Timeout. Gonna be a timeout. Gonna get Vivian Lynch. Vivian Lynch gonna enter the ballgame. A couple of games ago, she got in versus Franklin. 2 quick rebounds in less than 2 minutes. Vivian Lynch, they're gonna run the stat. Taylor Hartley bounce pass. Over and back. Lily Champion, unaware of where her feet were at. She was in the front court when she accepted the ball, and she dropped steps across the center line. Brought in 10 seconds left. Woodland on the dribble. That's number 12, Karina Pepper. Stop moving the basketball. Leah Elwood going to go baseline. They'll bounce it. Try to get it to the corner. It's going to be out of bounds, and that's going to complete the ball game. Final score, Hamilton Heights, 55. Woodland, 41. Hamilton Heights going to accept the IHSAA regional round. Wood plaque that is going to be given away right here from athletic director Bill Chase. Bill Chase, what a quality guy. Been here for years now. I appreciate him. And that's going to complete the ball game. We do thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check and for monitoring the ball game. Thankful we didn't drop a signal. This ball game, I apologize. What am I doing? We did drop a signal. About a minute and a half left in the final game of the sectional. But anyway, Hamilton Heights will play in the semi-state. Mention the semi-state. Find out tomorrow, February 11th at 2 p.m., go to IHSAA.org, IHSAA, I take that back, it's IHSAATV.org, IHSAATV.org, have a semi-state drawing, you'll find out who the Hamilton High Tuskies will play. And where they will play 2 ball games. Shoot for 2. I mentioned the host of that program tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Mr. Greg Rakestraw will hope you tune in. And we'll mention it. We'll probably talk to Coach Sherry here in just a bit. And we'll also mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. The fire burning. Thank you. Cubs game right now. We're just talking to Coach Keegan Cherry. Coach Cherry, I say, what a ball game in front of a lot of fans.
One thing we can always count on is Husky Nation. They always travel. They've been very supportive throughout the year. Great crowd, great environment here today. And our girls really played well for them. So super proud of our kids. Executed the game plan. Hickok was a monster. Really took a load off Cameron. She took so much attention. But still good. Impacted the game, you know, on both ends like she always does. But our girls were fantastic. We gave up a lot of size to their front line, 6 foot, 5'11", 5'10". But, man, we fought. Really proud of them.
Before the game, you had a good talk with Coach David Randall. That's quality.
Nice guy. And, you know, I'm super happy for him and his program. First sectional win. Our first sectional championship for that school in 30 years, I think it is. So I feel him. I know where he's at. That they've got some seniors, but they still have some underclassmen, juniors and younger. That are, they're going to be really good next year, and I anticipate they'll probably be back.
So what, Coach? Just walked up a half a second ago with your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom, there she is right there. She loves you. And Kevin Cherry is the coach of the LaPel Bulldogs right here at FGM. How's it feel to get a regional win for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies in your brother's gym?
Well, it feels great. I mean, winning tournament games is hard. I don't care who you're playing. Obviously, coming over here to the LaPel, I know a lot of people over here love the LaPel community, love the administration. So for our girls to play well, you know, it's again, they're out there, they're the ones playing. I didn't score one single basket today, but they made me look really good. So super proud of them. Kevin's a tremendous coach here for LaPel on the boys' side. So I'm fortunate that he's around and able to help us and preparing and talking through things. He's a tremendous resource.
And what tomorrow, you're going to have new ping pong balls, and at 2 p.m. tomorrow, they're going to draw ping pong balls. Tell us what you know about the semi-state.
Well, I'm familiar with Norwell, familiar with Benton Central. The other teams I'm not as familiar with, just from a geography standpoint and having crossed paths previous, you know, Benton Central, another conference team. Norwell playing them last year, they got a lot of those kids back. So I'm familiar with them. The other one's not too familiar with, but I do know that we're going to be the underdog now. So being able to be the hunter instead of the hunted, and, you know, our girls enjoy that spot. They're fighters, so they're not going to be intimidated. We're going to compete, but it's going to be a huge challenge regardless of who we play.
Tomorrow we'll find out where we play. Do you know where we might play?
I'm not sure. I think LaPorte's still in there, maybe Huntington North. I'm not exactly sure, AJ, but it'll be anxious tomorrow afternoon seeing how things shake out.
Party again,
jump in the pool again, and I just happy for the girls because at the end of the day, sometimes you remember some basketball games. Always remember these things at the end, jumping in the pool, the pep rallies, the girls that you're doing it with, who you're competing with. You'll remember that for a lifetime, and being able to create these special moments, that's what makes me most happy as a coach.
I tell you what, Coach Tim, you're happy with the girls. It's a blessing, but there's a lot of people in this community are happy with you, and I feel blessed to stand beside you right here.
Well, AJ, I appreciate that, and I feel the same way. I appreciate your support. I always have. You've been a faithful one from the very beginning, and you mean a lot personally. Your coverage, you calling the game, mentioning the game, means a great deal to the girls, and we appreciate you.
I will.
I would have hit the top line, could, without them passing me the ball, and then I wouldn't have been able to get the layups that I had without them putting pressure on the ball. So it's all to them, really.
You guys do play very selflessly, play with each other. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, you kind of relied on Ella today, but you got a lot of steals and you got a lot of buckets in the paint.
I love my teammates, and we've played together since forever. I can always rely on them, and I know we're going to make a deep turning run.
Hey, did you play a lot against your older sisters growing up?
I did play against them a little bit. Ashton, there was a bigger age gap, but Bailey will still try and 1v1 me every now and then, which I appreciate because she gets it all she has. But I learned from them, if anything. I learned from them.
I believe you did. Cassidy Schaefel, 23, a big plus on the floor. You seem to be at the right place at the right time.
in this week at practice, the other seniors were trying to set a goal of how many charges we could get, and Hadley told me that I need to get one charge. And I went for it, and I settled for it. So all the work about the other seniors.
Absolutely. And Hadley, you have improved so much that you're definitely worthy of being a four-year starter.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've definitely grown my basketball game. I remember little Hadley coming in here, just trying to get a few minutes. But, again, we all play for each other, so it's not a one-person show. So when we all play each other and we all win, well, it's a lot of fun to win. So
what, you girls, fun to watch, and I appreciate being able to be here with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go get a win.